aspects that help communities to define their crop threats and variables to produce field books or to annotate data. And I'm also a co-PI of the CROP project that provides reference ontologies to the Plantéum project that is led by Pankaj, and Laurel is coordinating the ontology effort. And that's it.
Okay, and Max, I think, says he doesn't have any audio.
No.
So we'll come back to him. And we also have on the call Austin Meyer, who's the postdoc on our project here. Austin, do you want to say hello? And
hey, guys. I guess we'll do an introduction to Austin. I'm Austin, postdoc here on the Plantéum project, and I work a lot with annotating germplasm to trait ontologies. So I'm involved in a project that does some scraping, some web scraping of germplasm repositories and converting some of the stored trait data into ontology term trait data, and also working on some plant stress ontology work as well.
Great.
I think we are close to see it.
Not yeah.
You need to put on a slideshow, I think. Yeah, here we are. We can see it, Pascal.
Oh, great.
Great.
Okay. we can start or not yet?
Il faut vous présenter parce que
Just before we get started, Max sent a message and he said, "Hi everyone, I'm a newish data manager at the National, I think it's the NPPC, the National Plant Phenotyping Center in Aberystwyth with John Doonan. I'm replacing Colin Sauve, who you might be familiar with."
Okay, hi Max.
Hi, Max. Thanks for joining. Is John there with you, Max? We don't know. Anyway, let's continue with the presentation. That's fine.
So, Pascal et François, si vous voulez vous présenter.
Okay, but I'm going to start. I'm Pascal Neveu. I'm from INRA at Montpellier. I'm working in the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. And I have collaboration with François about data management in high throughput plant phenotyping, and maybe we will. I let François present himself.
Okay, I am François Tardier. I'm ecophysiologist of formation, and I work on more on biology and agronomy than data. But I happen to coordinate the French infrastructure phenom. And doing that, we gave a very high priority to data management and information systems. And I learned that this might be interesting. So finally, I'm quite interested in data management. Although I do that from the practitioner and scientific point of view, and not from the technical point of view. That's it? Hello?
Okay, yes.
Okay. So, what do we do? Should we begin or?
Sure, let's begin.
Okay, so Pascal and myself thought that perhaps I gave the framework of the French project to know what it inside the project, and then he goes into detail on the data management stuff, if this is correct with you. So it's a national program that began in 2012 and will finish sometimes in 2023. So we had 80 million in total. It is a public project, but the breeding companies and technology providers are involved as a stakeholder. And it's more an infrastructure with a coordinated decisions, information system accesses, etc., than a network. Comment est-ce qu'on fait pour Okay, so the objective is to character a large collection of genotypes for doing quantitative genetics. It's high throughput phenotyping, but it is for the ability of plant to handle the climate change. So we are at multi-scale phenotyping, allowing connection between physiology and genetics and data. So the second objective is to manipulate and control contrasting environmental scenarios, because we work with global change. So we want to do genetics in different environmental conditions. And of course, we want to develop new methods and applications for the plant community. Okay. So I briefly present the different installations. So we have one installation for roots with a capacity of 2,000 plants, one in Montpellier with a capacity of about the same. So the objective here is to be able to do genetics, but also to do some ecophysiology and physiology to try to understand what happens. So our best sport is to try to extract physiological variable from what can be measured in a phenotyping platform. So for instance, I take an example here. There is a variable in plant that is stomatal conductance. Stomata are small holes in the leaves, and they tend to open or close depending on condition, on light and on water deficit. So it's completely, usually it's done with devices that do gas exchange, but this is completely impossible to do that with gas exchange for a big population of plants. For 2,000 plants, it's just impossible. So what we do is to try to play with transpiration, environmental variables, etc., to derive a physiological variable, stomatal conductance, from images plus environmental conditions. So there is a very well-known equation that relates the transpiration to stomatal conductance with environmental conditions, and we reverse this to get a physiological variable and be able to do genetics out of it. So this works. And we did some genetics, and we do genomic prediction, genomic selection out of that. Another example I want to give is a robot-assisted image pipeline that allows to identify organs, measure some traits of interest with a camera that moves to the organ, and we can do again genetics out of it. For roots, it's about the same story. So we have devices that allow to derive branching, elongation rate, etc., and relate that to environmental conditions. Okay. Second type of phenotyping platform is semi-control platforms, which are in the field, but with a very high degree of control of what happens. So with a rainout shelter and gas, CO2 concentration manipulation with a phase. Okay, we have exactly the same environmental conditions as we have in the greenhouse. Third is larger experiments, but still in the control, in semi-control condition. It's field, but it's a very well-known field. So again, the same environmental conditions. And we do typically experiments with thousands of subplots with imaging that I will present just afterwards. And last, so we have these platforms are in Montpellier, Toulouse, and Dijon. And before I had something in the center of France and one in Clermont-Ferrand. Okay, so we have two platforms that to do omics. So it's typically we do omics that cannot be done in a classical omic platform, but for it in metabolites. We want to measure metabolites in a lot of samples to do genetics out of it and be able to connect that with the phenotyping results. Okay, so and the last, it's not exactly in phenome, but it's something extremely important, is to be able to do experiments throughout Europe with a very simple phenotyping approaches, but having different environmental scenarios throughout Europe. And for instance, we can see that some genomic region of the plants can have a very positive effect in one site and a very negative in another site, and this depends on the scenario that are given by the environmental conditions. So these are typically the different scales we work with, from quite detailed experiments that can measure growth, architecture, stomatal conduction, things like that, to a big network of fields. So you can see from that typically the sort of questions we have for organizing everything in the common information system, because the objective, and we are doing that, is to have these different scales connecting via the genetic analysis, via correlation, via models, etc. Okay? So we have common activities for the whole network. The guys who do the common activities are not the guys who have the platforms, or not only, and the heads are not. So there is one on imaging on which we will work, I will present rapidly. So typically one thing is to calculate into light interception in platform. So we have plan, a 3D plan from the platform, because we take images take 13 images per plant. From that, we can have virtual plants. We reconstruct the canopy at young, mid-young, and older plants. And then we can calculate the amount of light that each plant can intercept. And if we have that, we can then calculate either what this plant would do in a canopy in the field, if it was alone or if it was mixed. Second, we can do some genetics out of the interception of these plants. So we have about the same story, but in field. So this is our favorite Phenomobile that is now available. And we can take pictures of images, reconstruct the plant, and then do things like intercepted light, leaf area, etc. So here you have, for instance, the height, but it could be the intercepted light or whatever. And with the Phenomobile or with the drones, we can reconstruct height, intercepted light, biomass to some extent, and from that, again, we construct combined with environmental condition, we can extract some physiological variable, and from the physiological variable, we do some genetics and identify the genetic control. Something else, for instance, we can see after the plant has been cut, the density of the tillers, which is a key parameter in many models. So all of that is inserted in either physiological or crop models. The platform, to some extent, are a good way to extract parameters, genetic parameters for use in crop models. And then we can apply these models all over Europe and compare the result with a network of field experiments that I've presented before. Okay, so I don't present that because Pascal will do that. But you see again, our problem is to have all these scales communicating and being able to relate the whole data sets at different scales with the genotypic data set and do whole genome association genetics, genomic predictions, etc. And finally, we have a work package about statistics, in particular to identify outliers, etc. Okay, and this is basically it, and I leave Pascal continue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second part with Google.
So we wait for your presentation, Pascal, to ask.
Yes, yes. Okay. Just I'm going to start. Yes, this one. Let me know if you can see my screen still. You can see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. As François said, in the Phenome project, we have the observation of different plant species at different scale in field and in greenhouse. And also, we have observation of, in order to understand interaction, and we have this interaction at different scale, different level, and it, of course, it depends of the kind of, if you are in a greenhouse or in the field. But we have many kind, many different in, interaction. And of course, that make many data sources, and these data sources are very heterogeneous, very large diversity, very specific, such as François show Phenomobile, could be also sensor in soil. Many different kind of information can be gathered on the different kind of object. And in the project, we have also to deal with not only the data that we produce, we must deal with data sets that are available on the web for plant science. Could be omics data, crops data, biodiversity data, weather data. And we have also data set available from our partners or on our open data. And we can see that we must deal with very heterogeneous data sources, and it could be a kind of nebula. And that is the challenge for us. And in order to be able to deal with this nebula, we design a software that's called Information System FIS. And FIS is a information system for high throughput plant phenotyping. And it is designed and developed for smart big data management of various phenotyping platforms. And that means we will make different instances on the different platform, but we could be have one instance for several platforms or one instance for one platform. That allow to manage huge and complex and heterogeneous data, millions of images, different kind of images, for example, from Phenomobile, or from the greenhouse platform, with sensor data, human readings, many kind of different of data, and we implement good practice of data management. That our objective is make fair data, that make a collaborative and flexible environment that allow to share data to have with for example, API, standard API, and with Sparkle endpoint and things like that. We have also the ability, provide the ability to understand and reproduce data processing. And we, for that, we use workflow systems. And the ability to enforce data management plan and open data, because today we have a lot of, in Europe, in France, we have to develop the open data Okay, and what are the FIS system approaches? It's the idea is to define the general concept of scientific entities and organize these scientific entities as object class. An object class could be a plant or plant organ, could be a plot, could be a subplot, could be sensors, could be images, could be, and each of instance of this class of object are identified by URI. And also we have a specific a formalization of events. Events could be culture management, could be faults, could be, sorry?
Pascal,
yes.
We don't see your slides moving. Are you still on the first one or?
No, not. I am on. You cannot see. Okay. Sorry. I'll do that. Let me know.
Because really, we have been on the statistics modeling from the beginning.
Oh no! I changed.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's.
Can
you see?
I was a bit.
sorry, I was using. Okay. I can do. That is the first one was about multi-scale,
sorry.
In greenhouse and field. I'll do in fast way, not. This yeah. One was about. We want to characterize interaction. I think it was very difficult to understand without slides. That explains we have many data sources, and also we have data available on the web, not only from the platform, but we must deal with open data, and not only open data, we must deal with partners' data. Mm-hmm. And that is the nebula, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's the nebula is now more clear.
Yes, sorry. Okay, I'm going now. I present FIS, our information system for high throughput phenotyping. That is big data management for various phenotyping platform. Okay, and we have the management. We provide the management of huge and complex and heterogeneous data. And we implement with FIS, we have implemented the good practice of data management, such as make fair data, collaborative and flexible environment, and the ability to understand and reproduce data processing. Okay? I already said that, but it is better to say it again. And the ability to enforce the data management plan and open data strategy. Okay? I think I was here. Yeah, I explained the FIS approaches. We define the concept of scientific entities, and we organize these scientific entities as object classes, such as plant organ, and we identify each instance of the different object class. We identify this instance by URI. And we have also an organization for the events. The event could be culture management, faults, meteo, etc. And this event are associated with semantic relation to this object. For example, flutes could be impact fields. Okay. And we have a specific platform ontology that allows to formalize the object of the specific platform. And we have also a platform event ontology that allows to organize and to make links and to make also links to reference ontologies. All information that we need to manage. And of course, measurements, observations, metadata, human readings are associated to this object or event. Yes. You have an example of our system to that we use to in order to have an identification of the different part of the plant. We have URI for the plant, URI for the pot, URI for the cabin, URI for the camera, URI for the images, and of course URI we use in order to be more efficient. We use QR code in order to manage the URI that allows us to be more user friendly. We use semantics for structuring the data. And metadata and ontologies provide the meaning, and each data element link each data element to a controlled and shared vocabulary. What is very important, that is machine readable. And for example, we use some concepts such as plant or plot, and we make link to the plant ontology for the plant. Or, for example, for the plot, we make link to the agrovoc ontologies, and for also for the relation could be within, could be the space spatial ontology from the WU3C, and things like that. We use a controlled semantic in order to provide inference and also machine readable information in order to integrate data. Our architecture is based on provide by a web service. So all information could be gathered data from via a web service. This web service allows to abstract its inside model of this, and we can get environmental data, experimental data, metadata, images with the web service, and also the web interface is based on the web service, and we have also clients for different kind of things, and also for workflow system and for grid system, a grid computer that's called France Grid, it's French grid computer, and we use also. You can see on the left, you have AgroPortal link that allow us to get ontologies from this portal. And inside, we have some very important component. We have a semantic web based on RDF4G system that allows us to implement ontologies, to implement reasoning and things like that. We have, of course, a web service, but also two database systems. One is Postgres because we want to be able to integrate PostGIS and some spatial information management, and also for documents and things like that, we use MongoDB. And one thing very important in FIS is we have several kind of interface to the R software, and R software could be integrated in FIS in order to provide new functionalities. And we have also a link with the interface is here. We have six kind of interface with R. One is for example, long time calculations. Another is for interaction. Another is for only short calculation and things like that, or report generation. Then. In very fast, we have this kind of functionalities, the management of several hundreds of terabytes of complex data, enable and facilitate the access to distributed computing, use standards and open technologies for format and exchange protocols such as the BRPI, You have an international identification system. You have user right access management. We provide semantics and links to reference ontologies such as AgroVoc or plant ontologies with our model and with RDF4G. We are close to provide all provenance management, data provenance management. We have also data processing chains such as workflow in Galaxy and interface with our software. And we have also the idea to put scientific entities allow us to have a flexible design and to be able to adapt, for example, to deal with data in greenhouse and deal with data in field. Here we are, you can see some screenshot. The first one is the description of a plant, and also the link. We have links with the images that observe this plant. This one is with link with sensor variables, observations. Here we have a reference to ontologies. For example, here we have the reference to SSN ontologies in order to provide the understanding of sensors. Here you can see the different traits, and the traits you can see also with the provenance layer. We can see also the images that in link with the observation of the different traits. Here we have the ability to put some comments, standard user comments in the W3C annotations web system. And that's enough. Okay, thank you for your attention.
Yes. Thank you very much for the presentations.
Thank you. We can try to...
We are trying to see you.
We have to put our... We shut down our video, in fact, because we didn't want to...
Okay.
Turn mine back on.
Perhaps we can try to see each other. It's nicer.
Yes. Yeah.
Now you're over. I will put it back. Okay.
We can see you, Elisabeth.
Austin, we saw you briefly.
Okay.
And Justin, I don't know. He doesn't want
to. Okay.
And I suppose that Max has no video either. He has no mic, unfortunately. But Max, if you want to ask questions, you can type it in the chat. I think. Okay.
Tu fais ça, là, tu reviens sur un seul ou...
Ouais.
So, do you want to ask questions now, Laurel?
So I have a question that your information system is very impressive. So are you using that with the people who come to the facility to run their experiments, or is this just for your in-house work?
I'm sorry. I did not understand the middle of your question.
Let me reword it. So my understanding is that people will bring experiments to your facility to run them.
Yes, you can use it. We have, for example, you can see it and you can connect on our system because we have some public data, open data our system, and it is a web connection. You can see. Yes, if you are interested, we can give you some links.
Okay.
But the other response to your question is that it is a system that is thought to be deployed in the whole French infrastructure for hosting all the experiments that are done here, done there. So it is for both internal and for the users. So anybody can use the staff, and now because we are in a European infrastructure, the idea is also to extend it to Europe in this form or in a slightly changed form. But there is a European infrastructure that is called EMPhasis, with a European project that is EPPN 2020. So perhaps you have heard these names. And the aim of these two projects is to have a common information system in Europe. So either by connecting local information systems for platforms or organizing de novo the data that people would like to implement in the information system. So it is an open system.
Nice. And you can give different levels of access.
Yes. Each object could be characterized by different level of access. We have a level of groups. We define the concept of groups. It's like Unix, with groups and individual and public. Different kind of access. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I have a follow-up question. So your database will be deployed in all French throughput phenotyping platforms.
Yes.
Should it become a kind of model for Emphasis to be deployed to other European platforms not having a system already, or?
This is the idea. This is under discussion because obviously you have different places with different information systems. So we have to decide, and this will be done basically this year, whether we converge to have one information system, or do we have different information system and web services to connect them. This is to some extent a political decision, but it is under discussion. And probably the reality will be between.
Yes.
Yeah. An intermediate solution.
Right, somewhere in between.
Probably, come on. Yes, probably between.
Yeah, probably somewhere in between.
I have other questions, but if Austin or Max or...
First I just want to say that all looks really, really cool, and I'm a little bit jealous, to be honest. But the data that's coming from it seems like it's like going to be super robust, but also in a way like hyper complicated, in a sense that like usually when someone's doing a QTL or a GWAS study or something, they're going to just evaluate the plant for a single trait and then attempt to map to the genotypes of those plants that are in there. And you're able to measure so many of these things simultaneously. Do the people who are using it, are they all like statistician high, like functioning mathematicians, or is there a way that like people just get distilled down to a specific thing? Like say they're interested in very particular trait, such as like drought tolerance or something, and you just influence a drought tolerance and they just give it a single, these plants are better at sort of surviving drought than these plants. Or is it, they have to have some sort of complicated mathematical model to explain drought tolerance?
The answer is, I have two half in my brain. So the left half answers you, this is not my business. My business is to host all this data, allow users to do the right experiment according to their hypothesis, and to allow the rest of the plant community to reanalyze this data with all the necessary data, and they will do whatever they like with these data sets. So this was for the left part of my brain. Now the right part of my brain is that I happen to be a scientist as well. And yes, we do collaborate with statisticians and with geneticists, etc. And all the idea is to try to connect all these data. For instance, there is one project that is working quite well, that is using the data collected in the platform, extract from that parameters of crop models, and then predict, so having some genetic parameters, play that in models, and then model, simulate the yield all over Europe based on these genetic parameters that are extracted from genomic prediction, plus the local environmental conditions. So again, I have a dual answer. The first answer for the infrastructure is we need to keep everything with everything that allows any user to reuse the data. But the scientific answer here is that yes, we are using all these data and connect them for predicting yield, even for doing predictions in, because if you have the genetic parameter, you can predict what would happen in climate change, etc. So, but now the basic idea that Pascal said is that these data sets are gold and that people will use them in many ways and probably in some ways that we don't even think of. But for that, to have them well organized and with all the necessary data. And we are very, very, very touchy on the quality of environmental data, because if we don't have the proper environmental characterization with every single experiment, then there is no meta-analysis that is possible.
Right.
So with the robustness of the data that's being collected and the parameters that are being recorded and documented for each plant and each condition, I imagine that the statistical model that describes that then ends up being the error term must be very, very small then, right? Because you can pretty much account for every aspect of what's happening through that. And if that's the case, then I would hope that some of those predictions that are being made are super accurate. Or is there, I guess what I'm asking is there any results that you guys typically brag about that I could download a paper and read to see how that's happening?
Well, again, I need to have two different answers. The responsible of the infrastructure says, I cannot guarantee that every single data set that is in the information system is good. So in principle, we select the projects that have access to the platform, etc. But if you have, 100 experiment in the information system, you have the rule of the 10%, and probably 10% of that is crap, and this is part of the game. So I cannot guarantee as somebody who is coordinating the whole stuff that everything is good. So then there is a big work from the raw data to clean data. This is the statistical slide that you have seen quite long.
And we have also the traceability. We have the data provenance. That we provide data provenance. You can see how this data will be cleaned, which one were removed, which one were not removed, etc. And we have this kind of treatment.
But again, is it possible to extract good prediction of yield from that or not?
Or any trait, not just yield. I mean, yield.
Any trait. This will depend on the scientific quality of the user and of the guy who will use the data. So again, we need to be schizophrenic. We need to keep the data in a proper way, and then as a scientist, we do the genomic prediction, etc., etc. But other people will do other methods with the same data.
Yeah. Just to complete, we have in order to provide this kind of information, we use today we say to users and for me, users is responsible of platforms. You must responsible if you are responsible of platform. You must organize your the data cleaning, the data organization in a workflow system, and we achieve the workflow system.
Hmm. So
we use two systems. Is the first one is Galaxy, and the second one is KNIME.
What was the name again?
The second one is KNIME. K-N-I-M-E.
Hmm.
Okay.
And those are our curation workflows.
The second one, the first one is more, Galaxy is very used in bioinformatics, and the second one is more used in image analysis, image analysis researchers. Mm-hmm. It's not the same context. But it depends if we want to provide, for example, in the field, sometimes it's better to use Nine. But we also try Taverna. Taverna is an also on a system. But it is more for industry.
I know it from years, Taverna. It was in GCP already. Okay.
And also we have contact with OpenAlea. It's from Christophe Pradal. It's OpenAlea. It's a system also implement a system of workflow.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think we had a presentation in one of our workshops in Agropolis.
Yes.
In 2014. And I would like to stress that we discussed we are organizing, as you know, a Phenoharmonis in May,
yes.
New exhibition. And several program committee members who were in PAG raised the fact that we should discuss imaging. Because the ICE throughput is very much based on that. So I took some notes and I think it would be very nice to have, I liked your title, which was From Images to Threats. And I would suggest to add this into Phenoharmonis as a discussion between phenomenal people, I think, and see what are your pipelines to process those images, analyze them, annotate them, and produce your conclusion about the threat. I think it's an important topic. My other question, I had another one. I think it was more or less asked already, but I didn't get it, perhaps. All your data must be linked back to the germplasm that you have been using. So I suppose that through your QR code or perhaps your URI, you're linking back the data to the seed slots or to the material you have been
using. Yes. We have a description of, and we have also QR code. It's allowed to people to be more user friendly because, as you said, the URI is very. The link with.
Ce lien, il n'est pas fait d'Amphis.
Ah, yes, il est fait avec Kernel.
Non, il est fait avec les bases de données.
Mais c'est une référence à. Non,
just to make things clear. The objective of FIS is certainly not to host the genotypic data, all these genotypes. So here it is a link with other. Other information system for genotype and these sort of things. But we limit our action to keep everything for the phenotyping. So now there is something like a superposition with the people who host the genotyping platform, who would like to have some phenotypic data there. It's no problem, because when we say, okay, but if you want the phenotypic data, then you have to keep everything, keep track of it. And they say, no, we don't want to do that. So I think it's fair that we have access to simplified data in genotyping, basically the SNPs, etc. They have access to traits extracted for all these images, etc., but the elaborated traits, and probably it's a good way to work to have this superposition of two types of information systems.
Okay. I think it's very
so,
but usually we don't do our GWAS by using directly FIS. We use the traits extracted from FIS.
Right.
So do you do the trait extraction, or is that something that the users will do with their own methods?
They will do exactly whatever they like. So again,
I'm asking if there's like a, do you guys have like a standard protocol? Obviously plant height, I'm sure you can give them pretty relatively quickly, but if they're interested in something that's somewhat standardized, like plant aspect or like leaf area index or something like that, do you guys have like cut and paste or like turnkey solutions for measuring that sort of thing?
Yeah.
But the ones that are really common to people who are doing plant research, like leaf area index seems like something that most people would want to do. And instead of having them all reinvent that wheel every time they want to measure that trait, is there some like workflow or pipeline that you guys have developed that says, hey, this is what other people are using to measure this. You can just plug your data into this and it will deliver you some measurement of that.
We have a philosophy for that. And sorry, Elizabeth, I have said that too often. We need to trace how these traits have been defined, how they have been measured.
That's what I'm getting at.
It's probably just impossible to standardize all these terms because they do have different meaning in different places, in different groups, and it can be with all good reasons. So the important thing is to keep the way how these things have been measured, and then we can map from one project to another. Usually in a given project, in a given European project, the term have one single meaning. So if you refer the project in which the stuff have been done, so then perhaps the meaning is known. But we cannot standardize, I think. We can standardize the environmental data, but not the traits. But,
yes, in order to complete, it is a choice from the responsible of the platform. It can make links to with cause. It can make links between each traits to some reference ontologies, but it is optional. Because we want, as François said, we want to let the platform responsible of the definition of the traits and to be free.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Standard. And if it is standard, you make link, for example, to the plant ontologies or to a crop ontology of what you want. It's open. You have a list, and in the list we have different kinds. It depends of the species. It depends of the way. But what is very important is that to be optional.
But
under the control of the responsible of the platform.
So you leave that up to the users, how they use the data. Yeah. Right, right.
So I have one more minor question. Do you guys have, is there a specific citation that goes back to to your guys' platform or workflows so that I could dig out all of the papers that have used the platform specifically and read into them? I'm interested in how people are doing that from taking that giant ball of data that you're delivering and gleaning some knowledge from it.
Yeah.
I think there was I think there was a few citations in the first presentation.
You are looking for published papers.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
From Fenoarche or from the users of Fenoarche?
Both.
And not only Fenoarche, from every single installation in the in principle, all of that should be acknowledged. Now, is that acknowledged? it's not always easy. But in principle, it should be acknowledged. If you use a platform, you must acknowledge that in the paper.
In the paper. So,
right.
Austin, are you asking François and Pascal to provide you with some?
Sorry, can you speak a little louder?
Yeah. Are you asking François and Pascal to provide you with a key list of papers published after the experiment, or are you
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was going to do the search myself. I was just asking if there were like some keywords that I should use to find them.
No problem. We can do that.
Yeah, you have a list of papers. Austin can start with. Good.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, maybe.
So we are at the beginning, so there are not so many, but definitely
we can. Okay. I'm imagining that they're somewhat dense.
Okay. I'll send that to Elizabeth, and then you can distribute it.
Yeah, we can add that to the minutes from the meeting. That'd be great. And I think there were some citations in the first part of the presentation, so we can look at those.
You had, I think you had some reference in your slides.
Yeah.
I have a, I have a question. If Austin, you finished with your...
Yep.
It's because we are also... this is the second presentation we have about high-throughput phenotyping platform. The first one was John Doonan mentioning Haber University platform and yours. And this is the Planteum group, and we are mainly focusing on developing the proper ontologies for all the phenotyping. And also trying for Planteum at least to get GEMPLAS data uploaded and well annotated. So I would like to ask you if you could give us just few points about what could we do better in terms of ontology to support your work or to support your database or the description of your data. What would be?
Yes, I have a suggestion, but. There could be a lot of today when you are searching in ontologies, when you are in a browser, you can find a lot of semantic links such as part of, subclass of, but a lot in the hierarchy, but not so much. For example, the link between the different kind more transversal links. Such as what is the link between the concept of plot and the concept of plant. But well, these kind of things could be nice.
Yeah, you would
We're still working on that since a few years, but that is sometimes a problem. The browser.
Another thing that might be useful is to have a clear ontology of events, objects, etc., that could be common to us, to MyAP, perhaps with the modelers as well. So we have given a lot of importance to trait ontology, which is perhaps hopeless, as I said. I guess that there has not been enough effort on the environmental ontology, and I've said that tens of times. And perhaps also we should try to have a, and I think this can be standardized to some extent, have a good definition of all the objects, a field, a plot, a plant, and all the events. Because I think that there is some conceptual work to be done there, and it has to progress. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I think there are already large efforts being done trying to define all those elements. The fact is sometimes it's scattered across several types of standard and semantics. So perhaps the idea would be to compare effectively what an event means for modelers, how it is described in MyAP, and how it is described in other types of ontology, and see where we can find a common consensus on at least a definition or a representation. But and for the environmental variables, I know that from our meeting on MyAP, it was a feedback from the group when we were in Germany.
Yep.
Okay.
So you have seen this discussion in MyAP. So I have my small civil war, but we should not ask too many things, because if we ask too many things, people do nothing, and we should probably avoid defining composite something like we need to measure temperature every hour. but we do not need to define a variable that everybody would take is the number of hours with a temperature higher than 24 degrees, because this can be valid for me, but for the next guy it should be higher than 30, and for the other one, etc., etc. So I think we probably need to clarify in MyAPI, in Emphasis, and in other instances, what is really necessary for having data sets communicating, and what can be calculated without standardization.
So it's better to define the basics and let people integrate those.
That's exactly my point.
Right.
So let's keep temperature, VPD, relative humidity, light, etc., very strictly kept. For and even there is a decision. Usually we advocate for having different sensors in a given field or in a given greenhouse. I think it's useful to keep all these sensors, because then you might want to take the maximum, you have all the sensor, you can want to take the median, you can want to take the average, and perhaps all of that makes sense, but in different contexts. Mm-hmm. So yes, this would be exactly my point. Keep the basics, define the basics, try to standardize the basics, the unities, etc., and then let people play with that as they want.
Wonderful. Yeah, definitely.
We also discussed that during Phenoharmonies, we should discuss the core metadata of MyAPI. What is the strict minimum necessary metadata one should use when describing phenotyping experiment?
Yes. My position. Let's keep it small, because otherwise people don't do anything.
Yeah.
So we should have that discussion also in the workshop.
Great.
And I wanted to make a last comment, in fact. When we were in Plant and Animal Genome Conference, I met with Anne Sylvester. She's now running head of the Plant Genome Resource Program at the National Science Foundation in US. Apparently she was part of the reviewers of ERACAP's projects before. So she knows very well some of the European project, and she mentioned Emphasis, and she asked if you knew what it was. So I wanted just to let you know that your project Emphasis is known from the US side, from the NSF. And I wanted to know if you had any exchange with the National American Phenotyping Platform Network, which is new, has been created, I think it was last year, their first meeting, and they should have a new one. Do you have any connections with them? Are you exchanging your what you're doing with them and some good practices in those data modeling? And
to my knowledge, it's more at the personal level than the institutional level, but yes, there are connections.
Okay. That's good. Okay. That was my last comment. I don't know if anyone has.
Maybe I will tell you about Phenoharmonies, Elizabeth. We'll give you some news about Digitag, and maybe Phenom will fund one part, but I think Digitag will too.
Okay, so that's good news.
Yes.
Okay. I just sent the notes of the Phenoharmonies program committee we had in PAG, so you will see who is already willing to put money, and Pankaj was very supportive with the Planteum project too, so that's starting to take shape.
Great. Great, looking forward to it.
Good. So unfortunately, Pankaj was not online. He had probably some...
He'll have to watch the recording, and he can send us questions if he has it. Okay, I want to thank everyone for joining and spending the time today. It's a very interesting presentation, and we may have some follow-up questions to send you and some comments, and maybe appreciate your presentations today.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for working late today.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Not so late.
That's not so late.
Not for us. Not so.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.